It's been happening in Ypsilanti for nearly 40 years, the Ypsilanti Heritage Festival, and it's coming up again this weekend. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us more about the annual event is former mayor, current committee member for the festival, Cheryl Farmer. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the air.
This is the Heritage Festival. What can you tell us about the heritage of the Heritage Festival?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked because we have so much to brag about in this community. And one of the things that will happen this weekend is that the historic freight house, which has been closed to the public for quite a long time for renovations, will be open. And inside, we're going to have what we thought was the complete collection of Heritage Festival posters over the years. Turns out we're missing 1985, 2011, and 2013. So if anyone out there has one of those, contact me right away.
It was originally held to talk about the history of Ypsilanti, was it not?
Ypsilanti yesteryear, and the idea was to focus on the amazing architectural heritage that we have here, and that's how the home tour got started. But a few years back, home tour broke off, and now they're having their event in June. But we do have some cool buildings that will be open for the Heritage Festival, one of which is the Starkweather Chapel at Highland Cemetery, which also has not been open to the public in decades in that case. It's a very interesting building inside, and it has Tiffany windows.
So it sounds like you're putting a little of the history back into the Heritage Festival, because it has changed over the years.
We're going to have a Willow Run complex where we have, like, what was life like in the old Willow Village. And so there'll be some reenactors along the river with that, and that'll be fun. We've got the auto museum, the firehouse museum, and the historical museum will all be open for free on Saturday. So that's an important part of our history. And Matt Siegfried, who is our dynamic local historian, I mean, he just brings history to life. And he will be speaking twice. First, on Saturday afternoon at the museum archives, he'll talk about H.P. Jacobs, the most accomplished Ypsilanian you never heard of. It's an amazing story, and I hope a lot of people will come. And then on Sunday, he's going to do a walk along South Adams Street, where he has spent a lot of time studying the people who live there and talk about some of the amazing women who live there. And I might add that last year, the art students at the high school did two murals, one about H.P. Jacobs, which is on Curry's Barbershop West Wall, and the other about the famous women of Ypsilanti.
We're talking to Cheryl Farmer, former mayor of Ypsilanti and current committee member for the upcoming Ypsilanti Heritage Festival. Give us the dates, the times, the where, the food, the fun also involved in this.
The park will be open all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The park opens on Friday at 12 noon and goes till 8:30, Saturday 10 to 8:30, and Sunday 11 to 6. We're going to have live music programming most of the day, Friday and Saturday. Museum of Natural History is going to have Pet a Dinosaur at noon in the children's tent on Friday. Don't miss that. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can't forget the duck race.
The duck race. Oh, the ever-popular duck race. They'll be selling tickets all day. The duck drop will be on Sunday. Sales end at 4:30, and the duck drop is at 5. So don't miss that. That's always ever popular. And, of course, with all the rain we've had, there should be a swift race.
We'll put all the information on our website, WEMU.org. Cheryl Farmer, thank you so much for filling us in on the Ypsilanti Heritage Festival coming up this weekend.
You are welcome. Come one, come all.